Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon. Praise God. Thank and praise the Lord for this day. And you know my word for it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. How many of you are so grateful that you're among the living and not the dead? I just thank and praise the Lord for every day that he allowed us to live. And I thank God that I'm learning more and more how to really appreciate the finishing work of Christ. Where we coming up on Easter, thank God, yesterday was Palm Sunday, and we're coming up on the resurrection. We're coming up on Easter. You know, I thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord is in my life. And we've been talking for a while. Really, we've been talking about the soul, really. That's what we've really been talking about. We've been talking about wherever the mind is, the body will follow. We constantly trying to expound on the value of a renewed mind. And it is so important. It is so important that we got stuck. I think we got stuck in Romans the 6th chapter. I'm going to continue with that. You know, the Bible said the just walk by faith and not by sight. In my notes, I put down we were going to start in Romans the 6th chapter, the 23rd verse. But I'm feeling led to go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. I want to thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, the one that's the sponsor of this broadcast. I thank God for the part that he allowed us to play in it. And I tell you, the word is good. Paul said in one scripture, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And you know, even before we came on, I was just sitting here meditating and going through my notes and all of that. And, you know, it's a faith walk. You know, it is a faith walk. In order to experience the victory that Jesus came and won for us, we have to live by faith. And so everything boiled down to living by faith, we want to see it and feel it before we believe it. Or better yet, we want to see it, feel it. We want to experience before we believe and trust what God's word say. But faith is believing, and then you will see it. Then you will feel it. Then you will experience it. So it is so important. So as I stated, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. I was thinking about Kenny Copeland, some of these faith ministers that preach. And as long as I've been listening at Kenny and Gloria Copeland, and I thank God for them. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God for them. As long as I've been listening at them in the late Fred Price, they always talked about faith. They always, regardless of what was happening, they will always refer and expound on what Christ came to do and how we can experience and receive our inheritance. And that blessed me. In other words, they were doing what the Bible tells us. They were steadfast in the faith. They were steadfast, and I'm telling you, that's where it's at. And like I said, all of us have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. Learn. It's a process, you know. So we're gonna go on and get in the word again. I thank God for Apostle Armstrong. Father, in the name of Jesus, we tell you thank you. We bless you and we praise you for this opportunity. I thank you, Father, for enlightenment and understanding today. I plead the blood of Jesus against all detraction. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of those that have tuned in. I plead the blood of Jesus right now. I decree the lordship of Jesus over the broadcast. I decree the lordship of Jesus over the broadcast. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that being released over the airways. And we have invited the Holy Spirit that he will bring enlightenment, understanding, and knowledge to the viewer. We thank you. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I stated in 1 Peter 5:9, you don't have to go there, but it tells us that we have to resist steadfast in the faith, and it let us know that we're not the only one on this earth, but it's other believers experiencing affliction and persecution as we are. But there too again, as I stated, everything begins with faith and it ends with faith. So we're going to be talking about, I shared last week and I'll share one of my homework was to go back and read Romans the 6th chapter. Go back and read it in its entirety. Go back and read it. Better yet, not only read it, but study, meditate on it. Because as I stated, I don't know about you, but I find out from my own personal life, it's not enough just to remember scripture. That's why the Bible said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. You can read this word and you can remember scriptures, and that still don't mean that you're going to walk in the word say. That don't mean you're going to walk in it. Better yet, you're going to do it. James said, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer. And not only that, the Bible tells us that we have to keep our flesh under total submission. So we're going to try to address some of that. But as I said, we've been talking really about renewing your mind, you know. And there too, again, you know, Claire Fadala, like I say, these are some of the ministers that I go online or go and I listen at them. Because as I stated, sometimes, y'all, I don't know about you, but sometimes we can be double-minded. One minute you're walking by faith, and the next minute you're walking by sight. Next minute you're going by what you feel instead of what God's word say. The Bible tells us we're any two touching and agreeing, and from what God showed me, we have to come in agreement with what he said. Come on. We have to come in agreement. And I don't know about you, but my faith being tested and tried. There's a lot of things happening on this earth. There's a lot of things that I'm experiencing in life. And I'm learning the secret to my peace and secret to my victory is coming in total alignment with what God's word says. On yesterday in my devotion, when I woke up and the Lord began to remind me, I was thinking about something I experienced the day before, and the Holy Spirit, he interrupted, and he told me, he said, just praise me. And he began to take me back, and I began to praise the Lord. I began to think about from a child all the way up my age that I am now, and I just began to praise God. And what it did, as I began to praise the Lord, I lost focus on Saturday, some things I experienced and some things that I was thinking about, and it brought me into the peace of God, because my peace had been disturbed. I don't know about you, but I'm sure everybody experienced that from time to time. Things can happen to you can hear some things and it'll disturb your peace, you know. But like I said, the Lord told me, he gave me that word for somebody else. But he said, just praise me. You know, we can train our spirit. Now, people don't believe that. Better yet, you can train yourself. You know, a person that been on the job for any length of anywhere from maybe a month to 6 months to 30 years or whatever, they have to train their body. They have to discipline themselves. And I'm telling you, I find myself anytime I start struggling, I find out I done got out of faith. Come on, somebody. And now I'm letting myself focus on what I see and what I feel. So we're going to try to continue with this, but we still talking about the importance of renewing your mind, you know, okay? And as I state all the time, this is not the final revelation, but this is what God is showing me and what God would have me to share with those that tune in. Okay, let's go what I said, 2 Corinthians. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. And as I stated, it is a faith walk. I'm telling you, it's a faith walk 100%. And if you haven't is yet learned how to walk by faith, better yet, learn how to take God at his word, believe and trust what God's word say, come in agreement with what he said, you is not going to experience the victory. You're not going to see the scripture being fulfilled in your life. You're going to be backwards and forth. You're going to be devil-minded. One minute you believe and one minute you don't. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's a faith walk. It's the old folks say, straight across the board. It's a faith walk. And I'm telling you, sometime I'm telling you, my soul, ooh, Jesus, have mercy. Be in a battle. Amen. We were talking about, remember, we was in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and Paul was saying, he said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. It's a warfare. And the warfare began in your mind. Better yet, that's your source rim, your mind, your will, and your emotion. And I'm telling you, if you don't have this knowledge and this understanding, you're going to be a Christian. You're going to be wavering. Your faith, you're going to be wavering. You're going to be one minute you're up, one minute you're down. I'm telling you, you're going to be struggling. It's going to be a lot of confusion. And the word is true. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now, and like I said, faith play a major. Faith is the master key to everything. Faith is like a master key. They tell me that with a master key, you can open any lock. Well, faith is the master key to everything that Jesus has promised us. Faith is the key that caused us to communicate with God. Okay? Let's go to, we ain't going to spend too much of time. Let's go to Hebrews 11 chapter. And I'm telling you, I done found out of all the teaching and ministering I do, it's going to always bring me back to faith. Always going to bring us back to faith. Because we have to walk by faith and not by sight. That is so powerful. The Bible tells us we have to walk by faith and not by sight. I think in Habakkuk 2 and 4, it talk about faith. We got, it constantly talk about they just got to walk by faith. And like I said, out of all the teaching that I normally do, my ministry or whatever, it always bring me back to faith. Better yet, it always end in faith. And like I said, as I watch Kenneth Copeland, Claire Fadalo, the late Fred Price, all of these people, Marilyn Hickey, Joyce Meyer, all of these people that I listen at that minister and talk about faith, regardless, their message is continued. It's always about faith. I don't see them swaying one to, but it's all about faith. What did God say? How to do it? And it do you well sometimes if you was to just go and listen at some teaching on faith. Come on, I'm telling you, it'll do you good. The Bible said, let that man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got your part to play. I have my part to play. Amen. I like the terminology Apostle Paul. He used this a lot of time. Apostle Paul would talk, he would use this word, we are us. We are us. And we all have to walk by faith. Y'all, it ain't no shortcuts in the kingdom. The Holy Spirit don't teach us shortcuts. The Holy Spirit teach us how to do it the way that God say do it. And I'm doing the study in the four Gospels, and I was reading in Matthew how it talked about it was 42 generations. Jesus came through 42 generations. And the thought came to me this morning as I was reading it, how between Malachi and Matthew, from say it's over 400 years. But the thing that get it, that what really ministered to me in spite of everything that was going on the earth at that time, God went according to his timetable. He just waited not one way. He didn't let what was happening, whether it was good or bad, call him to stray away from the from his timetable. And sometimes, y'all, we allow, I said we, I don't think I'm the only person, but sometimes we'll lose focus on what God say. You know, and I don't know about you, but in October of 23, I got a lot of prophecy. And I, you know, I've been meditating on, but it really been a fight to stay focused on the prophecies, to pray the prophecies. Have you ever noticed in yourself when you make up in your mind you're going to take a promise of God or you going or what been revealed to you? I'm going to meditate on this. I'm going to meditate on I'm going to do what it say. And then you find how a lot of things come to try to detract you. And that's what I'm saying. When it comes down to faith, it's a battle. I mean, because the enemy of our soul going to go to extreme measure to try to detract us, you know. But in Hebrews, the 10th, in the 11th chapter, and we ain't going to, you know, in the 10th chapter, in that 37th verse, it said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. And at that time, they were dealing with a lot of adversity, a lot of affliction, persecution. And some of you that done tuned into this broadcast, you dealing with a lot of things at this moment, at this time. But if you're wondering what God is, why can't I overcome it while I'm not experiencing? Listen, it's by faith. Listen at me good. It's by faith. You got David said on one occasion, be still my soul. And like I said, a part we've been taught, your mind can be all over the place. I find out you can be thinking one thing and there's something else in your heart. Come on, somebody. But the two have to come together. And that is so important. But he was telling them, now the just shall live by faith. Shall live by faith. And it is so important. You know, you can even quote. You know, what is faith? The Bible says faith is the sum of the thing, the hope for evidence of things not seen. Oh, that's so easy to say. But when it comes down to adversity, affliction, a persecution in your life, disappointment, that's what we got to get this word so engrafted in us to the point. As Paul said on one occasion, none of these things move me. Paul was well rooted and grounded in the word. Paul was able, even though at first before he got saved, he was rooted and grounded in the law, the Mosaic law. But once he got saved, Paul, because his relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he got so engrafted, the Word of God was so engrafted in him, he didn't allow his circumstances to move him away from what God was saying. He even said on one occasion when he was going on the trip, and they were saying that he might not make it, Paul said, well, I'm ready to die. Paul didn't let adversity. He didn't allow his circumstances, his situation that caused him to lose focus on what God wants. And that's my prayer this morning. Father, help all of us. Help those that have tuned into the broadcast today. Help them to stay focused, Father. Help us to stay focused on you. Forgive us when we allow ourselves to get in doubt and unbelief. In this hour, in this time, help us. When things is uproar in the government, God, help us to stay focused on your word. Help us as believers to continue to decree and say what you say, Father. You said, oh, if we're not in faith, we in sin. So, Father, forgive us when we get in doubt and unbelief based upon what we see and what we feel it, instead of what your word say. But it said in the 11th, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse, and now faith is a certain thing that hope for the evidence of things not seen. And then look at that third verse. It says, through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. Listen, the world was framed by the word of God. So so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I remember one time the Lord, in the scripture, the Lord showed me whatever I see or whatever I'm viewing in my life that is not lining up with the word of God is subject. In other words, it can change. Yes, it can change. It can change. See, even with faith, you got to learn what to say, what not to say. Come on, other words, they taught us in catechism class, it's language to language. You got to, once you get born again, you change. When you get born again, you change your faith, thing changes. And I'm telling you, this is so important. That's why I said we have to learn how, as born again believers, to live by faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I got to learn. You got to learn. And then we got to learn how to stay in faith. Come on, somebody. I had to learn, and I'm still learning. I think it's a forever process. Come on. It's a forever process. So there too, again, as I stated, we have to learn how to walk by faith. I read them scriptures. I'm gonna go to Romans the sixth chapter, but right now, okay, let's go to Romans the sixth chapter. We're gonna go on to Romans the sixth chapter. You know, sometimes people say, I don't want no more, I want somebody to preach it. Well, yeah, I learned you can hoop this word just like you can just teach it. And you know, for the most of it, I hoop every now and then as the Holy Spirit lead. But these is some concrete facts that, and I sense in my spirit, someone listen today, but you struggling with the laws and the principles of God. You're a born-again believer, and you trying to figure out why is I'm struggling, why I'm not experiencing what the Word said, why I don't see the manifestation. Listen, you need to know, my brother, my sister, that God done dealt with the devil through the coming, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You know, it's a lot of miserable people. But I guarantee you miserable because, first of all, you might not be saved. And then if you saved and you miserable, it's because you don't know who you are in Christ. You don't. And then you might know, but you're not believing and trusting and walking in what God's word say. You have to walk this thing out. You got to live it out. I mean, I learned the things of God don't just automatically happen because God said it. And we talked about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about, I think it's in Isaiah 1 and 18. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, we talked about it's an act of our will. And I was looking at, in Colossians, we're going to go to Colossians, the third chapter. But I would listen, you know, I mean, I was studying this, and I'm finding out it's an act of your will. Do you choose this day and line your will up? What God's word said, do you choose? It's an act of your will. Yeah. Life is full of choices. We choose to do what we want to do, and God is not going to override that. You know, sometimes I tell the Lord, I say, okay, Lord, I know what your word is saying, and you tell me what I got to do. And, you know, I was raised up when God get ready, God was going to do it all. Yeah, that's the way I was raised. But guess what? When I came into the kingdom, I found that different. God done did everything, but it's an act of my will. Just like with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my helper. He's my teacher. But guess what? The Holy Spirit is not going to override Prophet Miller's will, and he's not going to do yours either. We come to church to be equipped, to be taught how to live outside the walls, how to live in our home, how to treat one another. Husband learn how to treat wife. Wife, they learn how to love each other according to what God says. They learn how to treat one another. And then you come into church, you learn this, and once you learn it, then you go out and you apply what the word is telling you to do. And there too, again, this is just not a Sunday thing. And you know, I learned you can come to church And the presence of God can be very tangible. You can feel the presence of God, experience it. But then you get outside them doors and you get back home. Where the love at? Where the compassion at? Where the patience and all of that? And y'all, I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And I think all my message, in fact, I know it's trying to teach you how you and I, how we supposed to walk in this word, how to walk in the word, how to live this word, how to do this word, to find out what God is saying. Because for years, I think I shared one day last week, when I first got saved, I was mad with God. I was offended with the Lord. I was mad because he didn't make my marriage work. I was mad because some of my loved one died, and I said, because you to give a life. And I did not know my part to play. I did not know that. I know that I had a will, but I thought God would just ordinarily dominate or control my will, and that wasn't true. And that's why it's so important that you make and find time to get in God's word. Right now, the Bible says, set our affliction on things, but and right now, so many people, they mind on what's going on in the election White House. You ought to be worried too. No, I'm not. He told me to let not my heart be troubled. Who let me? Well, what's going to cause my heart to trouble? I'm going to roll that. I roll that care on the Lord. I'm going to believe and I'm going to trust God with it. I often talk to my daughter, and I would tell her, I said, your brother developed my faith. Yes, my son, he's pastoring now. But as a child, he developed my faith. My children helped my faith to be developed. Because when I got saved, they was, you know, 6 and 8, if I'm not making a mistake. But anyway, my faith had to be developed in God. My faith would develop in other things. My faith was in my relationship. My faith was in my job. My faith wasn't in God. I believed that God exists, but when it came down to God taking place in my life, I didn't know that you have to invite him. I didn't know that you have to read the word. I didn't know that it was a choice. I just, you know, yeah, God can do anything. God will do this. And that's all I hear as a child. God will do this and God will do this. Nobody never told me. Nobody at that time told me that I had my part to play. And that's why I'm telling you, if you went back and read Romans the 6th chapter, and we in Romans the 6th chapter now, excuse me, and I'm telling you, it's a faith walk. So stop being mad at everybody and get mad at you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. And I find out if you haven't came to Christ, you can't just go by what people say. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. You have to get in this word and find out for yourself. Now, that's just the way it works. You have to get in. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to get in the word. I'm going to find out what God says. Amen. And in the King James Version, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? And even with, like I said, with some of these grace messages, we're not going to get in all of that. But in some of the grace message, people are like that grace is a license to sin. No, it's not. God is still crying for holiness. God still requires us to walk in holiness. God still requires us to walk in love with our fellow man. God still requires us to do everything else unto the Lord. God still requires us not to be a people pleaser. Come on, somebody, a self pleaser, a flesh pleaser. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to deny yourself. Listen, we by nature, an unrenewed soul, an unrenewed mind, well, that's what it is. You selfish. Remember, we talked about that for a while. Our soul consists of our mind, our will, and our emotion. My mind is what I think. My will is what I desire, what I want. My emotion is what I feel. And I'm telling you, that just the way it works. We're in a new kingdom. But you ain't going to experience, you don't even know what, I don't feel like I'm in no new kingdom. See, there you go with your feeling. I just read to you. We walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of people's faith and confidence is what they see and think. And I'm telling you, in the natural, it's always contrary to what God's word say. And that's why sometimes you can believe one day, God, I believe, well, I believe you. You can have so much to say, God, I'm a roller kill on you. But if you don't see no changes in it, suddenly and immediately, if you ain't rooted and grounded in the word and staying for, you'll change. I pray the Lord. You see, you get in unbelief. Oh, man. But he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue seeing that grace may abound? God forbid. How long shall we? Listen, and I want you to really look at this second verse. It said, God forbid. How shall we? Listen, the epistle is written to believers, to the saints. That's who it's written to. And the epistles tell us how to operate on this earth and how to do it by faith. I want you to hear me. I see why Paul said, I keep my body under subjection. And one translation said he don't shout about it. Let me tell you, my daddy used to shout about all the time. And I thought it was the one. I said, that is so dumb. He would be standing upside the wall, he punching and going on. Him and his shadow was in a fight. Wasn't hitting nobody. And I'm telling you, believe it or not, when it come down, as I stated to faith, we got to do this thing God way. But he said, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, he's saying, as born again believers, we dead to sin. If you have an unrenewed mind and you haven't been reading, if you didn't read this whole chapter, you know, when I first read this, when I first got, I said, it's got to be crazy. If I'm dead to sin, why I find myself still want to sin? What I found out, first of all, I had to renew my mind. And we not only just one day, but you got to keep it renewed. You don't go on a job and one day follow the laws, better yet, the rules on that job, and you go the next day and you don't. It's a continual thing. Well, it's the same way with renewing your mind. Daily, your mind has to be renewed. Daily, we have to choose. If I'm going to do what God say, I'm going to do what my flesh. See, you got, as I stated many times, you got some saying. They ain't going to go out here and fornicate for the most of them. But guess what? They'll sit around and they'll feed their flesh all day. They'll feed their flesh on what they see, the thing that's contrary to God. They'll feed their, meditate on gossiping. They'll meditate on disappointment, offenses. They'll sit around and meditate on that mess all day long. Yeah, I call it mess. And then when you see that individual, you open yourself up for bitterness. I don't want to be in their presence. You know what so-and-so said. And so one of my leaders used to tell us, if you think long, you're going to think wrong. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, we need to think on what's good, what a good report. And that's the word of God. And I'm telling you, you can set your mind. Yes, you can. You can say, right now, I'm doing this broadcast. But if I lose focus on one of them, I can start thinking about some ice cream. My favorite ice cream is butter pecan. I start thinking about that. Yeah, as I said, your body go where your mind go. That's what your body will follow your mind. Wherever the mind is, the body gonna follow. That's what I started talking about early in this month about. But anyway, and if I keep thinking about that butter pecan, I'm going to get me some. If you sit around and think about the negative, you going to do it. If you thinking, I'm going to say outside the box, or better yet, away from what God said, you going to do it. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. And like I said, this is what Paul was saying. He would let people know that like I said, that grace is not a license to sin. That's what he was telling them. And we need to know, whenever we balance sin, we are usually trying to do it in our own power, fighting the flesh with the flesh. But I had to learn, like I said, it's a faith walk. Listen at me, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. Hear me good. We got to, see, when I first got saved, I said the sinner prayer, thank God for Jim Baker. I was, going through the channels one night, on Monday night, I won't forget it. And I was addicted to marijuana. I was addicted to drinking. Look to you. I was addicted to that stuff. And I got saved, y'all. I'm going to tell you the truth. I got saved, first of all, because I wanted to stop doing it. The marijuana, the smoking, and all of that. And second, I didn't want to go to hell. Them the only two reasons I got saved. And then I wanted to stop with the marijuana, but I wanted to continue with the, you know, with the bill and all of that stuff. I wanted to continue to do that, to smoke. I wanted to do that, all of that stuff, you know. And by verse, I didn't so much stop, got saved, because I wanted to do everything God wanted me to do. No, I had some issues, and that's why. Come on, and I didn't want to go to hell. I believe in heaven and hell. Now, some people say, we living in a time now, Antichrist, anti-God, anti-Christ. A lot of people, I don't believe in the heaven and hell. Okay, you ain't got to believe in it. That ain't going to change it. See, just because you don't believe the Bible, that ain't going to change what God say. God is a God of integrity. I think it's entitled the first chapter. It said, God don't lie. And that's what you'll learn as you read his word and walk with him. You'll find out God don't lie. You'll find out, like Jeremiah said in the first chapter, God watch over his word to perform it. And I'm telling you, right now, the battle starts with our mind, with our thoughts, thoughts being injected in our mind, suggestion and all of that. That's where the battle is. You get in, the moment you start dealing with any kind of situation, you're going to have some thoughts. And the enemy going to inject thoughts. He going to inject thoughts of depression. You know what depression and it starts with a thought. Disappointment, it starts with a thought. What somebody done said. Somebody that done offend you. And if you don't do, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10 chapter 3, he said, casting down these imaginations. We talked about this. You have to do it. Well, you know, I feel. I don't know how many times people call me. And when they start talking about they situation, Prophet Miller, I feel you. And I said, you don't supposed to be feeling. Well, I know what the Bible said, but I said, listen, if you go by how you feel, what your emotion saying to you, you ain't going to experience a victory. I'm just going to tell you that. You is not going to just automatically experience the victory that Jesus came and won for you. If you don't know the word, if you ain't a student of the word, and you don't do what that, you can't go on that job. If they say, on this job require you not to smoke. This job require every 3 hours we have a 10-minute break. Well, that's where it was when, you know, when I was on the job. Now, if I go in there and violate that, when I violate them laws, it's consequences. And some of you, because you don't know the laws and principles, God, and you violating them laws and principles, and you stuck like Chuck, you mad. At God. You can't get mad. You can't get mad at the devil. Don't you know the devil defeated? Well, it don't seem like it. See, listen, there you go. It don't feel like it. You know why? It don't seem to feel, because you ain't lining up with the laws and principles of God. You lining up with what you see and feel. You're going to always be defeated. Yes, always. I know that, I know you don't like that, but that's just what it is. And I'm reading some notes here. That's what I'm doing. I'm reading some notes. Paul had absolutely zero patience with the kind of nonsense. Keeping sinning because of grace, absolutely not. How can we who died to sin still live in it? The fundamental issue here is one of our identity. Anyone who say that salvation make him free to sin have totally misunderstood his new identity in Christ. When we battle sin, we lose the try to do in our own power. No, you got to believe what he said. That's the thing right there. That's the thing causing your mind, your mind, which is your will, and you're causing it to come in line. Now, God said, because you know what, before I got saved, and sometime now, I have to wrestle with my emotion. I have to wrestle with what I see. I have to wrestle with my desires, what I want, because a lot of times, it be contrary to what God say. I try to be transparent because I'm a strong believer. I'm a strong believer that, James said, I mean, as Peter said, we all dealing with certain affliction. We all have certain issues. We all have problems. You're not the only one. You know, in Matthew, the 7th chapter, it talked about how it was two men and how their house were built upon the rock. One, both of them heard the word of God. One did it and one didn't. The one that did what the word of God said, it was able to endure and overcome the winds and the storms of life. But the one that heard it and didn't do what the word say do, act upon the word, guess what? They fail. And this is what it is. If you find yourself constantly struggling with the same old, if you still keep going around the same dumb, they, listen, you ain't taking the word of God serious. When you see the word in the Bible, most times it's a let not. It's telling you that because of the finished work in Christ, you can line your soul, mind, will, emotion with what God. You can choose not to. Yeah? I'm going to read that to you. And like I said, this is what Paul was trying to tell them, how they supposed to walk in it. He was telling them how to walk in this resurrection power. Come on, somebody. If we continue to sin, it's because we forgot our true identity. Come on now. And it's something I'm telling you, we as Christians, we have to learn. Now, in Romans 6, in the 11th verse, Lord, I tell you, I'm telling you, read this whole chapter, it'll help you. Look at that. Man, it's so much. In this 6th chapter, and sometime I be trying, and I find myself going so fast because I want you to get all of it. Because, listen, in Christ Jesus, I am a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away, behold, all things are new. But I got to renew my mind to what's new and lose focus on that old lifestyle that I used to live in. Y'all, listen, this is so important. I'm telling you, we got a lot of people where they say a famine coming on the land. It ain't going to be much food. It ain't going to be this. Why you let yourself sit around and worry about that? If you stay in touch with your union with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, daily spending time, daily reading your word, you ain't got to worry about all that stuff. You ain't got to worry about all that stuff and some word about that. Well, you know what? I'm doing this and that. Look, if the Lord telling you to pack up food and that's between you and him. I ain't going to waste my time debating about that. See, the Bible says men is led by the Spirit. See, that's why it's so important to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, that's why he told. Don't you know, when according to Acts, the 1st chapter, Jesus shut everything down. He told them, disciples, don't go, don't leave, stay right there until you receive the promise. It was a necessity that they stay right there and receive the Holy Spirit. You know, it's easy to fellowship with everything but the Holy Spirit when you ignorant, when you're walking in lack of knowledge. Ooh, I know somebody said, I know she ain't called me ignorant. Oh, Lord. But y'all, I'm telling the truth. Truth hurt. God truth hurt. Because God truth always have me to look at me. It don't have me to look at you. I minister according as the Holy Spirit lead me. But God word have me to look at what Prophet Miller do. And I read in my notes this morning, the failure of many lies in the desire to feel, to see, and to experience. This crucifixion and resurrection before trusting in the word of God. And see, a lot of people, you want to see and feel before you believe. With faith, you got to believe first. And you got to trust what God say. You have to train yourself and tell yourself, God said it, I believe it. When the temptation comes, you got to resist them temptation. Amen. This is good word. I tell you, okay, I'm going to drop, like I said, all of it in Romans the 6th chapter. That's why I told you to go read Romans the 6th chapter. That 6th verse is, and knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. We read that the other week, last week, when we were sharing what Paul was saying. He said, your flesh been crucified with Christ. Now, if you ain't renewed your mind in the word, sometimes the way my flesh acts, It don't feel like it. It don't even look like or feel like it been crucified with no Christ. Listen, you hear what I said? Look and feel. Think. Oh, yeah, I just don't feel like, it ain't acting like that. That's why sometimes people look at people that say they've been born again, and they live in contrary to what the word says. And then like, I have some, I know this person that they call into the ministry, and I've had people, you know, talk to me about some people. Well, Prophet Miller, they will call into me, why are they doing this, and why are they doing this? And I said, could it be they immature right now? Also, they're a baby in Christ. They haven't learned that they have to renew their mind. They haven't learned how to walk by faith and not by sight. It's just that we're so quick to judge people. It's just like with homosexuals and lesbians. Do you not know God love them, but he hate their sin? And we as born again believers, Allah, we need to pray, God, help me. Show me how to love them. Show me how to reach them. Show me how to present Christ to them. Y'all, we need, that's why the Holy Spirit is there to help us, but will we let him help us? Because we can have some of the nastiest attitude against sin and against people that do the sin. A lot of times, we don't see the root of it. Don't you know the devil is the root cause of all this confusion, this murder, this bitterness and hatred? But if you haven't got some knowledge about that and find out what the Bible says, you ain't going to know how to conduct yourself around people that is different from you. You say, I don't want to be in their presence. I don't want to be around. See, right there, it ain't the person. It's the spirit that influencing them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And like he said, for he that, the sick verse, knowing that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve Henceforth shall not serve sin. I can choose to lie. You can choose to lie as a born-again believer. You can choose to fornicate if you want to. You can choose. That's why I talked about it one day last week. And sometimes, y'all, I be telling, I said, Lord, I'm sounding repetitious. He saying just because they hear the once don't mean that they got it. Ain't this amazing? People can go on the same job for 40 years, less than 40 years. They might complain, but I guess what? They're going to get up every morning on that job because guess what? The reality, that money and what that job do for you. But when it comes down to the things of God, you hear more than one. They just keep saying the same thing. I don't want to hear that. You need to hear it because guess what? You hearing it, but you haven't received it yet. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our main problem with sin is not a lack of willpower, but a lack of vision. We take our eyes off the cross. What you mean, Prophet? We lose focus on what Jesus did at the cross. Why he was on that cross? Now, some people, and I used to do it too, they're going to go buy them new Ace outfit, and they're going to do all that. They're going to make sure the church is going to be packed for Easter Sunday. And this is my prayer, that God would grace his minister with a powerful message that was challenged and stirred the people up, that the spirit of conviction would just be released over the airways, to be released in the service and bring conviction to people. That's my point. And listen, I might go get me a new outfit. Who is to say about you? If I want one, I'm not knocking you getting a new outfit. But my point is, when we truly get a knowledge, an understanding, and a revelation of what Easter is all about, y'all. You know, some people debate about where they talking about the egg and the rabbit. Guess what? I used to hunt eggs and all that too, but guess what? That wasn't the true meaning of Christmas, of Easter. Well, when, you know, as those folks said, when you learn better, you do better. And that's where it is. We're not supposed to ever be increasing in the things of God. But in that 9th and 10th verse, he said, look what he said. But he that is dead is free from sin. He talking about the power of sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Death have no more dominion over him. Now, that just like what death don't have no dominion over us. We're just going to go to sleep. We're going to go into deep sleep. That's all. Now, we might not be alive on this side. You might not see us in our full form anymore. But, see, you have to think and agree with what God said. You can't understand the thing, spiritual thing with natural. I was talking to someone this morning. We were talking about this. Telling me about this couple, husband and wife, going through something, and they thinking about, you know, separating and all. And I was telling them, I said, you need to pray for them, but see what the Holy Spirit will tell you to share with them. Y'all listen, the enemy always attack relationships. The first relationship he attacked more than anything, our relationship with our Creator. He don't want that. Then he gonna attack marriage. He don't want husband and wife to be together. He want their parents to be on one side of town and the children on. Y'all, that ain't God. It ain't. God hate divorces. No, God don't want you staying with somebody abusing you. But the Bible said we need to acknowledge him and all. We need to consult the Lord about who you date, who you going to marry. Marriage is a covenant. God ordained marriage. And for years, the enemy got people they'd rather share. Well, I need to know whether they're male or female. Don't be naive. That is, you can look at them and tell whether they're male or female. But, well, you can't do that now. They change. If you're a born-again believer, and if you ain't born again, I don't know about you, before I even got saved, certain things I just know. I said, and I would hear this voice said, don't do it. I said this voice because I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. And don't do that. Every time I got ready to do a joint, a drink, the thought would come to me, you don't need to do that. You know, but, you know, another thought, are you grown? You can do what you want to do. You ain't going to tell me you don't have them thoughts. All of us have them. But like I said, and that's what he's saying. He's going on to tell me, he said, now if we be dead with Christ, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead died no more, death have no more dominion over us, but in him that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Look at the 11th verse. Likewise, that word reckon, I looked up that definition. But he said, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He talking about you got to do it by faith. You can't do it based upon how you feel and what you think. That's what I'm saying. Everything about the kingdom, everything about being born again, it's about faith. You got to take it by faith. You got to believe it. And then you can see it. Then you will experience it. Not you want to see it and experience it. Before. No, it don't work that way. And this is what causes us sometimes to be double-minded if you ain't careful. I pray this word being a blessing to you. This is what the Lord gave me. Like I said, she just so repetitive. No, you get it, okay? Like I said, you go on that job, you don't say nothing about that. After understanding our identity in Christ and reckon that our identity to our account, we must also yield to it. You have to choose before you either to let sin reign in your mortal body or to offer yourself to God. Sin wants to boss you around using your passion, your lust as weapon for unrighteousness. And though we use the wish that God would just take the desire of the flesh away at the point of salvation, he doesn't. Those desires remain with us. But since he give us the Spirit, he talking about the Holy Spirit, we now have the power to say no. The key to enjoying this power is recognizing that we as believers are on a different authority. And see, I said, well, God, why are you listening? Why you left me with these desires? He gave me the power to say no. Don't you know you can say no to your flesh desire when the thought come to you? Oh, y'all not just don't say no. You overcome that. Oh, I'm going to be nice to them. The Bible said, do everything else unto the Lord. God didn't tell me everybody going to do right by me, but he told me to do right by them. God command me to love everybody. God command me to forgive. Yeah, but see, you let old flesh get in there where you don't know what they done to me, where you don't understand what Christ did for you. Christ died for a bunch of people that didn't deserve God. It wasn't his sin that he died for. It was my sin. It was yours. He was the one to look. Even the one that crucified him, he looked at. He said, Father, or look up or whatever. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Come on, somebody. And some of you still stuck on what somebody did to you. Some of you, see, you don't withdraw. You don't want to communicate with nobody. And I got to stop. My God, my God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the word that you don't reveal to us. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, Father, you said a battle began with the mind. But I bind mind-binding thoughts, those thoughts that are trying to control and dominate your thoughts. I bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against unforgiveness. We come against bitterness in the name of Jesus. I even come against that spirit of doubt and unbelief. I come against doubt and unbelief right now. Father, forgive us for we yield to doubt and unbelief. His sin. I even pray that you bring about the reality as we continue as your will. In Romans the 6th chapter, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to those that would read it and study and meditate on it. And Father, right now, I rebuke symptoms of pain. I come against pain today. I bind up that spirit of memory loss. I bind dementia. I come against that disease of all time. Jesus, you did away with sickness and disease. But I pray for enlightenment and understanding for the viewers. God, open up our spirit to eyes that we can behold the wondrous side of your law, that we would know what is the hope of your calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. As the Lord willing, we will continue with this. We might be in still be in Romans the 6th chapter. Listen, I'm telling you, get that mind renewed. Enjoy the rest of your day.